Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Join us today, Heather Buckmash with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk a little bit about the state beef councils and how they work with one another.
State beef councils play an essential role in the coordinated efforts in our various states alongside the National Beef Checkoff Program. Currently, the Cattlemen's Beef Board provides collections and operational support to the 43 qualified state beef councils, including Oklahoma. Collectively, the state beef councils include more than 700 state board members who represent a wide range of industry organizations and every segment of the beef industry. However, I always like to point out the majority are cow-calf producers, so it's very grassroots. State Beef Council representatives sit jointly alongside Cattlemen's Beef Board members on national checkoff committees to help determine which programs receive national checkoff funds. This split reflects both state and national priorities and helps the beef checkoff spend dollars more effectively and efficiently. Bottom line, working collaboratively on a state and national level, the beef checkoff is built by producers for producers and is strengthened by those who lend their voices, thoughts, and ideas. To learn more, visit drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, coming up in July, there's some very important deadlines producers need to be aware of. I sit down with Executive Director for the Jackson County FSA, Carl Josephy, to get all the intel.
We've got a hard deadline coming up of July the 17th. That will be the acreage reporting deadline for all spring and summer crops, your CRP, your fruits and vegetables, pecans, grass acres, and any other cropland, even if you didn't utilize it for anything, it needs to be reported as idle so that all of your acres are reported for the year. Having visited with other counties across the state, the eastern counties, sometimes those producers will forget to come in. So I just want to remind them, July the 17th is the best time to come in and get that done. Actually, before that date, make an appointment now to get that done.
Another hard deadline, Josephy said, is July the 14th.
Friday, July 14th is the deadline for producers to sign up for the ERP Phase 2 and the PARP programs. ERP is the Emergency Relief Program Phase 2, which was intended for those producers who may or may not have gotten a payment under ERP Phase 1 for disasters that occurred during 2021 and or 2022. It is a revenue-based program, and producers will need to visit with their accountants or their CPA, possibly an attorney, whoever does their taxes, to see if they qualify for that program. PARP is a program that is also a revenue program that is only applicable for the 2020 crop year. It is also a program that looks at the loss of revenue when compared to 2018 and 2019, but it is it's only for the pandemic that occurred during 2020 when we first came out with the COVID issue and all the things that affected markets for livestock and crops. The Pandemic Assistance Revenue Program, I finally thought of it, that is the program that producers need to look into. Now, they are unique and they are different, and the revenue that counts under one program may not be the revenue that counts for the other program. There's a lot of detail in each program that producers need to know about, and the safest way to look at those would be to look at the fact sheets that are available online.
Josephy offered plenty more insight on programs available for livestock and crop producers in my conversation with him. You can hear that in its entirety at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Why do you listen?
I typically listen here at work from my desk on my way to work in the morning. When we wake up, it goes on the radio.
I can hear a song and be instantly transported back to a time in my life that I enjoy remembering.
I think that's what I like listening to radio for, is just to stay informed on whether it's news, sports, new music, anything.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.